Yes, sir. What is going on, y'all? Happy February 3rd, 2020, and welcome to episode 102 on the Coach Cool Podcast. It is fantastic to be with you guys today on this beautiful Monday to set our week off right with some perspective, with some challenge, and with a frame of mind that I think is going to benefit us as we attack the coming days. And our topic of conversation for today's episode is going to be one that I think a lot of people are going to relate to, and that is in regards to the past week's events of the passing of Mr. Kobe Bryant and how I feel and how I felt when I heard the news of his passing and how it's kind of made me feel this past week in general, the initial reactions, and just after I had a couple of days to really reflect on it all and to dive deep into those thoughts and reflections and why I was feeling the way that I was. And I think the reaction and the response that I had to that is one that was felt by many. And I think that's a really unique situation because of the passing of this awesome man and how so many of us think and feel like we knew this guy even when we never met him in real life. We never met him personally, but we maybe lived vicariously through him, or he inspired us in some sort of way or whatever. And I'm going to touch on those things in this post today, and I think someone's going to get some sort of connection out of it, and maybe it's going to help you organize your thoughts in a little bit better way in response to that event. So coming from a guy that was certainly inspired by him, I know a lot of my listeners were as well. I hope you guys can find some value in this today. And this is just one man's perspective, but I know if I'm feeling it, I know probably others are feeling it as well. So I can only hope that it's going to help us move forward from this thing and learn from it in a positive way, just as I think that he, Mr. Kobe Bryant, would want us to do as well. So the topic of conversation for today is going to be Kobe Bryant made me feel guilty. And we're going to let this one rip. Episode 102 on the Coach Cool Podcast. Let's get it. Kobe Bryant was global. There are very few people, regardless of profession, ethnicity, or political disposition, that are able to transcend across cultures and generations like Kobe was able to do. There are a wide variety of reasons as to why his influence did just that. And we all have our personal opinions and experiences to look to why that is the case for us. As I took a few days to sit down and to reflect on why the death of a man that I have never met hit me so hard, I came to a few conclusions, but one specific reason kept coming back to mind. And that one reason is guilt. You see, death is undefeated. This topic can be one that many shy away from because it can be highly uncomfortable to think about, and or we have had things occur in our lives involving death that have made a significant impact on our lives. And both of these reasons are more than fair. However, when it comes to the reality of death, and that no matter who we ourselves will face this reality at some point. And this past week, we were all reminded that we never know when that time will come. So, why the feeling of guilt? Why the worldwide mourning over this man? Again, I certainly realize that there are an infinite amount of reasons as to why each of us may feel some type of hurt over this event. But in my estimation, there are at least a couple of us out there, myself very much included, that feel a sense of guilt. You see, Kobe epitomized hard work, dedication, purpose, and drive. Every chance he got, he chose to maximize that moment and apply one of the most uncommon work ethics publicly witnessed in a very long time, and regardless of the endeavor. He recognized his gifts and strengths and used those not to just win basketball games, but to win the hearts and minds of people because of who he was and how he went about his business. As a result of witnessing this greatness every single day, it provided people like you and me the perspective of what living life to the fullest really means, and what that approach can do not only in our own lives, but also how it inspires those around us. So, with this perspective now actualized and witnessed daily, and coupling that with seeing someone like Kobe go out in the way that he did, It forces us to take a look in the mirror and ask ourselves, am I doing everything I can to be the best version of myself? Or am I simply existing and satisfied with being the average version of myself? As the effects of this great loss continue to linger among us, are we going to let that feeling of guilt weigh us down and inhibit us from moving forward? Or are we going to use it to jumpstart ourselves into who we are meant to become by starting to live life more fully and put in the necessary work to realize our full potential? So, as we embark on this week, I challenge us to put something into action that will help us live more like Kobe. So when our time does come, we can rest in peace knowing we were purposeful in our pursuit of challenge, of perspective, and of influence, because that is exactly what Kobe stood for, and I know that is exactly what he wants us to do. Let's make it a great week, y'all. Seek purpose in all that you do. Seek that challenge, seek that perspective and influence, because it will make a difference, again, not only in your life, but in the lives of those around you. Appreciate you guys. God bless you all. Coach Kobe. Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode and just listening to the podcast in general. It means the absolute world to me that you guys choose to take time out of your day and your busy lives to listen to me and the perspectives that I offer and the challenges that I give out and the conversations with the guests that I have on this show. And I very much hope it's bringing some sort of value into your life and you're finding benefit from these conversations and from these perspectives. And if you are one of those people, whether you've listened once or you've listened to all the episodes, I'm going to ask you right now, if you feel so compelled, to leave a rating and to leave a review, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or however you choose to listen to this show. I would very much appreciate that, because that's how growth happens. That's how I can continue to learn and understand this thing from your guys' ears, not just my mouth, but make this thing more of a two-way street. And the more ratings and the more reviews we get, the bigger growth we can find and the more people we can reach with this thing as well. So again, if you feel so compelled, if you feel like this thing has brought value, I would very much appreciate that. Okay. But with that, I'm going to leave you guys for the day. And as always, I really, really appreciate you guys, and God bless. Coach Kobe.